This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here, and we'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username that allow you to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything also on our website where you get to create the content. It's a Reddit-based site. It's totally free. Well, the front page is Reddit-based. The rest of it is not. But there's a lot of content there, and it's all completely free to you. You want to download archives, watch us live on the webcam. You can do that all for free at freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, Mark, you found a video on Reason.tv, and this is Reason Magazine's TV side of their operations.
Yeah. And Reason's sort of an objectivist libertarian website.
Are they objectivists?
That's where they got their start.
Ah, okay.
I wouldn't say that they are now.
Seem more libertarian than anything else.
I would agree.
And this is it's not an actual Hillary advertisement, and apparently it's not parodying a Hillary advertisement. That's what you told me, Mark. But I'd be interested in knowing if there's anything like this out there that's serious. Let me play the audio, and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
We've reached a milestone.
A milestone. It's a historic moment for our country, and I am so proud that a woman, will be in charge of our nation's secret kill list.
Will preside over the warrantless mass surveillance of ordinary citizens.
A woman will direct our drone assassination program.
Finally, it will be a woman.
It's about time we had a female overseeing the huge expansion of regulatory burdens.
And the huge expansion of entitlement spending.
Of military spending.
Of executive power.
Of federal debt.
It will finally be a woman who helps destabilize the Middle East.
It's finally a woman's job to disregard the Constitution.
To keep throwing money at education policies that never yield results.
To tell blatant falsehoods about transparency.
While punishing whistleblowers.
At long last, our wealthy,
vindictive,
paranoid,
narcissistic,
power-hungry president
will have a vagina.
A vagina.
Will have a vagina.
This changes everything.
Oh, that's some brilliant comedy.
Yeah, it's great. It's
good stuff. The thing is, it's probably close to reality. There probably are. I mean, I'd be shocked if there really isn't a real Hillary advertisement out there like, a woman will lead us. A woman will this and that. I mean, I would be surprised. You shocked me when you said this wasn't an actual parody.
Well, it's not a parody of, I don't know.
Of something that exists.
Okay, how about this? I don't watch all of Hillary Clinton's campaign crap, so I don't know if she's got an ad that's like that.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, that whatever this is brilliant.
It's hilarious. And it's definitely brilliantly satirizing real life.
Yes.
Whether that becomes an actual Hillary ad or something similar to it becomes a Hillary ad, I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Yeah, I mean, my stance on this is essentially if you're voting for somebody because of an accident of birth, right, like you shouldn't have a vote.
Mm.
You're that kind of ignoramus. All right? Look, I get it. I understand why people do it. I even, one of the things I sort of celebrated with Obama back in 2008 when he got elected, and I'm not saying I celebrated when he got elected. I'm saying one of the things that I was like, oh, well, you know, here's one of the pluses. One of the pluses is that we don't have to hear any longer about how color dictates your life in America because a black man has made it to the office of president. Boy, was I wrong. Right? Like, I was 100% wrong. Yes, I'm afraid, it's my opinion, that race relations are not as good in this country as they were 8 years ago.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you feel that way?
I didn't hear as much about it. Frankly, you know, ultimately it comes down to what you hear, right?
Well, okay. I mean, just because you hear something in the news or whatever.
Are we
or
hearing
on some
a lot
kind
about Eskimo
show,
rights?
or on some kind of talk show doesn't mean that people aren't getting along worse than previously. I mean, has it been that you've had any experience where you feel that race relations, whatever that means, meaning people being angry at one another because of the color of their skin or something like that? That doesn't
all that I see on all the things I see on television. I don't experience that stuff in my normal life. No, but what
television's not a real television doesn't accurately depict reality, does it?
No, but it can create it to some extent. Right?
Well, that's an old argument, whether or not the news is sort of creating itself in a way, the chicken or the egg is the news representative.
Let me ask you this. Are women going to be happier? Are women going to be better off in 4 years if Hillary Clinton is elected?
That is a good question, and the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And what is it that you, if you think women will be better off, what do you think Hillary is going to have done to make that happen? What specifically do you want to see occur? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Oh, my God, I just accidentally hit the drop button on Carl. I want to apologize to Carl, who was on hold there, wanted to talk about Hillary. I totally hit the drop button on you, dude. So
you're going to try and take the call and yes.
Yeah, I was going to hit the air button, which is right next to the drop button.
Yeah, it happens.
And so please call us back at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah in Albuquerque is on the line, and now the phone box is not responding at all. So that's always a problem. I don't know if we actually have Sarah on the line at this point because we may be having some sort of internet difficulties. Nonetheless, Hillary, let's get back to
one of the things
the
I
video.
Wanted to bring up is that, well, things aren't. I can look at statistics, and I have brought up an article. It's not the newest thing, but it's not a year old, about how things have been for blacks under Obama. Now, you can say that this is George Bush's fault for bringing the economy or whatever the claim is, and that's fine. I don't propose to know. Yes, obviously, a sitting president has to deal with the economy that he was given, but unemployment for blacks is significantly higher under Obama than it was under Bush's presidency. 28-year high, double what it was under the Bush presidency, and you can claim that was a holdover. Poverty rates for African Americans have become worse over the past few years. It was at 25% when President Bush was left office. It rose to 28% by 2013. There's justice. Obama signed the Fair Sentencing Act in 2010, which narrowed the penalty between crack cocaine and powder cocaine. Now, that's not actually something that was done for African Americans, but will affect them in all likelihood, is the claim.
Well, crack cocaine affects everybody.
Agreed.
A lot of people do crack.
It's just a way of distributing cocaine. Income inequality between blacks and whites is now at its widest point in 25 years. Under Obama. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that if you hire somebody for the job because of an accident of birth, that you may get the exact opposite of what you are hoping to achieve.
Well, it's interesting because,
quick. This is a very important point. If you hire somebody because they are black or a woman, you have done the exact, as far as I'm concerned, your act is just as reprehensible as hiring somebody because they are white or because they are male. Now, white and male are bad things today, and black and woman are considered good.
I don't consider that way, and they're all human beings to me.
That's exactly right. That's my opinion here is that we're looking at people as human beings.
And the thing I love about this reason advertisement, this parody, is that it really goes after the state. Ultimately, it makes it crystal clear what the president really is. He's the head of a criminal enterprise that kills innocent, peaceful people all around the world and imprisons peaceful people here in the United States. That's what the president is. That's what Hillary Clinton, that's what Donald Trump, that's what, whoever it is that ends up getting this election, winning this election, is going to be. And somebody might believe that because Hillary's a woman is that she'll bring a motherly attitude to it and she'll be more caring. Well, no, she's likely, and Walter Block suggested this, she's likely to want to prove herself as tough as a man and maybe even go ahead and invade more countries and bring more war to the United States and beyond. The toll-free number tonight, you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, but that may not be working. If you can't get through there, call us at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Skype is also working at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and We have had some phone difficulties here tonight. I realized that I gave out the phone number for our backup lines here in the studio, but we never actually fixed the backup lines since the FBI raid a couple of months ago. And so we don't have any backup lines. We actually do have a couple I could give out, but at this point our toll-free number is back. So thanks to the board ops over there at the Genesis Communications Network for getting things back up and operational.
Free Talk Live, the only show that's edgy enough to have actually been raided by the FBI.
That's got to have happened. Maybe it hasn't happened to somebody else. So anyway, yeah, you can call us up toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Comments are welcome on, Mark, your question about Hillary. Now, obviously, we don't know who's going to win in 2016. But
we are not advocating for a particular candidate to win.
Nope. I would not want Hillary, and I wouldn't want Trump, and actually I wouldn't want most of them. I don't even want a federal government. But there likely will continue to be a federal government, and someone will be named the president of that federal government. If it's Hillary, are women going to be better off in 4 years? I believe that was your question. And then I added to it, and further, if you believe women will be better off, what specifically are you looking for Hillary to do that would make women better off in your mind? The toll-free number, it's now working again, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So, also, if you've been helped out there when it comes to, say, health care by the federal government, maybe you've missed the health care deadline and you don't have any form of health care right now, well, you don't have to worry because Liberty HealthShare has an answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any type time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen or it's too expensive, Liberty HealthShare is worth a look. They allow Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare and yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. And it's significantly less for our family than insurance. And our family, really, it isn't optimal because they have this family plan. You can have as many kids as you want under a family plan. We only have one. It's still less. So if you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. It's 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
So are women going to be better off if Hillary Clinton is elected?
I also said happier, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wanted to know whether women were going to be happier, too.
I guess you could be better off and not as happy.
I don't know if you could. I think that happiness is a strong part of better off.
I think so, too. Let's go to Cynthia. She's in Myrtle Beach. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Cynthia, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WRNN.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, Cynthia. Good. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to just voice my opinion about Hillary Clinton. I am a white, well-educated veteran of the United States of America. I'm a patriot, and I love my country. And I can't imagine anybody, no less a woman, voting for this despicable person. She is a liar and a traitor. And with the FBI investigation, I mean, this is like...
But aren't all politicians liars?
Yeah, but, I mean, not all of them are under FBI investigation, first of all. I don't understand it. And, like, when people ask women why they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, they said, because she's a woman. That is not good enough reason to vote for the President of the United States. That is ridiculous.
Right. I mean, there are reasons. People have given me reasons that they want to vote for Clinton. I think that's fine. Go ahead. You know, whatever your reasons are for voting for whomever, I don't care. I don't, you know, don't spit in the wind. That's my advice. But, you know, when they say that they're going to vote for somebody based on their gender, I just hear how despicable that would be in the other direction. Well, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because he's a man.
Exactly.
I mean, who would say that?
And there's actually two other points that I need to make. She is for allowing hundreds of thousands of Muslim refugees into this country, okay? Muslims do not treat women properly. They treat them like third-class citizens. She is
It's usually
false.
Cultural, and I'm not sure how Syria is.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But
it sounds like you've been getting your information about Muslims from Fox News or something like that. You're just wrong about that. There's different people that have different beliefs that call themselves Muslim. There are some extremists who may adhere to the beliefs you're talking about.
Let's not forget that it's been Muslim.
They found five extremists in the Syrian refugees that are already here. So, I mean,
five?
How are you supposed to vet them?
Out of how many?
How are you supposed to vet them? But I know. But
five out of thousands?
But if they keep bringing them in... You know what I mean?
Wouldn't you want somewhere to go? I mean, look, I'm no fan of Hillary, and I don't know what her views on anything are. I don't really care because I'm against the state. But wouldn't you feel better if you had a place to go if you were being persecuted by some terrible government?
Well, there's plenty of friendly Muslim countries that they could go to. And the Saudi Arabia, one of the biggest. They have plenty of room for them.
Why should someone who has Muslim beliefs have to go to a Muslim country? Why wouldn't a supposedly free country be a welcoming place for people of all religious beliefs?
Well, because they're not assimilating here. They want to change.
Actually, that's false.
So, well, first off, we read some statistics last week that, in fact, assimilation is occurring. But I would argue that the problem with assimilation comes down to welfare and government entitlements. So when you give somebody money so that the wife can stay home, the chances of her assimilating are low. If, in fact, both people in the household have to get out there and work with everybody else, assimilation gets higher. So I would say that the problem, especially in Europe, is the entitlement programs as far as assimilation
goes.
Right.
Well, absolutely. And that's another whole big issue that we can't even go into right now. I mean, you know, I mean, it is going to cost money to bring them here. And I'm sure that they're not going to go out and get jobs. We're going to have to support them for a while. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Well, actually, the numbers don't bear out what you're saying.
It's like 9 months.
After 4 years, they looked at a different, you know, several groups of refugees that have been here for a few years in the United States. And I believe it was 90% were employed at over 30 hours per week after 4 years. And after 1 year, it was like 70%. So, you know, it's actually pretty good, all things considered. Thanks, Cynthia. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But don't worry. It's likely that, you know, the political candidate of your choice will do all kinds of terrible things around the globe, and therefore there will be more, you know, refugees that are wanting to come here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it would be... I think it's difficult to lay the Syrian thing directly at the door of the United States, but
you don't think the United States destabilized
the region? Iraq, certainly, and then allowing ISIS to take hold. But to some extent, that was, you know, those coming from the Assad regime being more tyrannical than it should be, those kind of things. I'd say that it's it plays a part.
Of course, it's also true that people who are bombed by the United States probably wouldn't want to come here. But no doubt. The number, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Maybe they want to come here really badly and harm us.
Well, that's
Don't
possible.
Forget that U.S. foreign policy had something to do with what occurred on 9/11.
And Hillary Clinton is definitely going to continue U.S. foreign policy of invading other countries and occupying them, nation-building, picking sides, foreign aid, billions of dollars of that. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, live Saturday edition of the program. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We have toll-free numbers that are 855-450-FREE. We played an advertisement. We'll replay it here in a little bit when we get a chance. That is a parody, brilliant parody of real life. I don't know if it's parodying an actual advertisement yet, but it's certainly parodying real life, where people are, you know, saying they will vote for Hillary because she's a woman. And, Mark, you had asked the question, and we've yet to get an answer for this question, is will women be better off? And didn't you said you added, will they be happier?
Yeah, happier or better off.
Better off if... You know, Hillary's elected after 4 years, and I wanted to know more about, like, why that would be the case. What specifically do you want Hillary to do that you think will make women better off, if you believe they will be better off? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to your calls and thoughts here. Stefan is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
Hi.
Hey, you're listening to WPG. Go ahead.
I think you could look at her foundation and understand that what anything she does is not really for other people's interests, it's for her own.
Now, your phone's a little muddy, but it sounds like you just said that anything that Hillary Clinton does is not for other people's interest, but for her own interest?
I agree with you. I think you have the right idea when you say that.
Well, that's what you just said. I just restated what you just said. And certainly, as a politician, she is out for her own interests, as well as the interests of the people who are funding her campaign, as, well, pretty much every politician does, Republican or Democrat. So that doesn't make her special.
Right. I feel sorry for the American public, though. They have to choose between a person with, like, evil tendencies, self-absorbed tendencies.
I can't even understand a word he's saying at this point.
He's not a fan.
I'm sorry, Stefan. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey, hopefully with a better phone. I don't know how the phones are there in New Jersey. Hey, Carl, we can understand you.
Okay, good. I'm on my cell phone.
All right. It sounded like that guy was drowning in the garbage down there.
I know. It's from the high taxes from New Jersey, maybe. But, you know, but anyhow, Hillary, I mean, people I talk to say it's time for a woman president, and then I'll say, why? What are her accomplishments? And they'll say plenty. I'll say name one, and they can't name any. But and then you go to the ones that will say, well, a woman's more compassionate. They won't send their sons and daughters off to war. And I'm thinking, Hillary, she's not compassionate.
No, she seems like a cold, calculating person to me.
Yeah, to have risen to the heights that she has.
You have to be.
You have to be. But, what that statement says some really cold things about men, doesn't it?
Which statement?
The idea that men would send their children off to war?
Hmm.
I mean, what man listening to me right now wants to see his children get killed? I can't imagine there's any.
None of them. And then I heard this week on the news, Clinton, Hillary has enough electoral votes already to win. I'm thinking, what? We haven't voted in November. There's no electoral votes yet.
It's a delegate.
Right. It's delegates yet, but not electoral votes. And I'm thinking, they're already trying to say she's won already. And I don't think so. And you know,
the numbers I've seen is in independents, she's doing worse than Gary Johnson, the libertarian. The independents are leaning towards Trump, and you got to dig down for these numbers. There's no doubt about it. Republicans are very wishy-washy on Trump right now, and either one of two things will occur. Either Trump will be able to get all the Republicans to rally to his side, or he will fail in doing that, and that will make the difference in him winning. But according to the numbers today, independents find Hillary Clinton more distasteful than a minor party candidate.
Right. And then you have the Clinton Foundation that pretty much I read she sold her country out to get donations from foreign leaders. And that's despicable. I think it's true what I've heard, what I read. And it's like, we don't need, look, I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care if it's I want somebody that looks out for our country. I don't care if it's a woman.
Well, one thing's for sure. It's going to, whoever wins, is going to be someone who is
going
not
to use the power to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And at this point, Hillary Clinton has shown herself to be excellent at that.
Let's go to, thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jay. He's in Indiana. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Jay, you're on, and you're listening to WIBC-FM.
Yes, I'm Ellen.
Ellen. Well, hello, Ellen.
No, I'm not Ellen. I'm Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you were Ellen.
No, she said she's Ellen.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Now, if Hillary gets it for just the fact that she's a woman, consider all of the Kardashian shows, all of the girls' shows that say Mean Girls, all of those ones where the woman has shot the husband for no reason at all except that he won't give her all she wishes for. There we have a Hillary. So if she'll throw her family and everybody else, because we're the American family, under the bus, what can I expect from her? Nothing good. You guys brought up a point about...
What's the part about throwing your family under the bus? I didn't quite get that.
Okay. If she only wants to satisfy her desires of power and management and control, because I'm a pioneer type woman. My dad taught me to hunt and fish and take care of stuff, so I can do what I have to do to survive. And what's she going to teach us? How to do your nails perfectly and how to
I don't know, is she that kind of gal?
Well, I don't know.
She doesn't do anything for herself.
She's having prettier and prettier pantsuits.
I don't think she drives. She doesn't know how to drive. I believe I read that somewhere.
Well, I've got to say that this is probably the hardest part.
She has to
go right ahead.
She is not a person who cares about the American people.
I would
no politician
you.
Does.
I would concur with
Thanks
you
for the
on,
call tonight,
on that one. I think that it can be very difficult for women in power to sort of figure out what to wear and things like that. So my mom was the second field engineer for General Telephone and Electronics in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to her last night. And so if any man on the planet should be a feminist, it should be the son of that woman, right? Well, what she said was, she managed to rise to power, to the position that she did based on her performance. People, sure. the men were undermining her on a regular basis, didn't think she could do the job because of her gender, and she just went ahead and did the job.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, she has no love for Hillary Clinton. She's of the opinion that it's about performance. But she did say that she felt like it was unfair in the areas of, like, dress. What was she supposed to wear? A man can get well-dressed pretty easily. He goes to Men's Warehouse or Joseph A. Bank, buys a relatively cheap suit, wears a white shirt and a colorful tie. Bam. He's done. Women, on the other hand, it's much more difficult for them to find the right clothing to be taken seriously. Secondly, she said every time she asserted herself, she was called a bitch. And that's a difficult area to compete. So that wouldn't be a particular area where I would look. But at the same time, all my mother ever wanted was to be able to perform based on something besides her gender.
Yeah.
The idea of voting for a president because of their gender, she finds repugnant. Now, this is the kind of feminist that you want, one who actually did the job. She's not an academic. She didn't go to school and then, tell other girls how to get out there in the world and whatever. She's an engineer. And performed as an engineer in spite of her gender.
Hillary Clinton is not a role model. Hillary Clinton is not a role model. She cannot relate to normal people. I forget where I saw it, Mark, but I could swear to you, this woman cannot drive. She's been driven around her entire adult life.
I like it better. My wife drives generally.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and also call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Your thoughts on will women be better off if Hillary is elected after 4 years? We'd love to hear from somebody on that. It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
I still want to hear from somebody. At some point, I hope we get someone to answer your question, Mark, because I think it's an interesting question. It's about Hillary as the possible future president of the United States federal gang. And the question is, to those people who believe that voting for a politician because of their gender or the color of their skin, in this case their gender, is somehow a good thing to do, they might be expecting something to happen for them. Like, they might be thinking that women will be better off if a woman is president. If you believe that women will be better off after 4 years of a Hillary presidency, we want to hear from you as to why that is. The toll-free number.
Well, how would they be better off?
Right. And why and how?
What do you base your opinion on? Because I did read some statistics, an article talking about how things are not better for African Americans now. After many years of a Barack Obama presidency, and I think that there, many people voted for Obama with the expectation that life would be better, and I don't think, no evidence of that.
So again, the toll free number is 855-453. We've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work we're doing here, please understand that we could use your help directly. The advertising model still exists for talk radio, but now, thanks to the internet, we can cut out the middleman and go directly to our fans, the people that love Free Talk Live, and ask you to back the show, to help us get on more radio stations, to help get on more satellite signals, more internet connections, bring the ideas of liberty to people all around the globe. If you want to help us with that, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. It's you helping us for $5 a month. And you can do it with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Go get the details, and please get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tim. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hey, you guys were asking if we'll be better off or the women will be better off with Hillary if she was elected president. I really don't see it. I really don't. Maybe some prenatal care for the women, but I really don't see it. Her biggest push was the same wages for men and women to be equal. Well, how do you do that as a president? You can't control that.
No.
I mean,
that's right.
If my four employees that I have How do I pay them differently? First of all, they're in sales, so you pay them differently. You know, what they sell is what they get. But, I mean, there's no way for her to regulate that through the federal government. If they is, that is the biggest steamboat of socialism there is.
I suppose that she could advocate for and use the bully pulpit to bring back sort of the Equal Rights Amendment that sort of barely almost passed in the 80s, but managed to get stopped. I guess that's she could advocate for it, and the president is a big advocate if they advocate for something, I suppose, is what they would claim. Now, there have been articles on both sides that I've read as far as this gender gap, as far as pay goes, and both of them can make some pretty persuasive points. But here what I think the most persuasive point against the gender gap is this. If there is a group of people, regardless of their gender or whatever they are, that are competent, more effective, and better employees generally, and you can get them at 80% of the price of a regular employee, let's go and snatch those people up, shall we?
Yeah. But the end result is then you've got to look on the other hand. As far as the unions, they're all paid equally. If you've got a female truck driver, she makes the same as a male truck driver.
If she's part of the Teamsters, but there's not, union drivers are going the way of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, a lot of drivers are independent.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
them. It's
exactly.
80%, more than 80% of union workers currently are government employees.
Yeah, exactly. So those workers are paid equally, or they should be. If not, then the government's responsible for that. But
women are overrepresented in the federal government.
Exactly. But the end result is, if I own a business, which I do, you can't make me pay someone the same pay. All I got to do is change the job type.
And if they did, let's say for a second that there was a new classification of worker comes out. We'll call them the hobblers. All right, the hobblers come to your door, and they're terrible employees. From what your experience is, they show to work late. They do they're ineffective on the job, and they demand a bunch of things while they're there. It won't be too many hobblers that you hire. And you say, you know what, I'm not hiring any hobblers anymore. And whenever one comes, the position just got filled, or I changed my mind. Mm. You won't. The federal government won't let you say, I don't hire hobblers, but they will let you say, I can't hire you right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, as a businessman, all they're requiring you to do is lie. It's like the cake makers with the gay marriages. Oh, sorry, I got too many cakes right now.
Yep. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Gabe is in Virginia and listening to WNIS. Hello, Gabe.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, go ahead.
Guy, it's I was considering the, 2009 after Obama was elected, I saw a lot of people that were very excited, and it was kind of a roller coaster ride. It was very thrilling for them, and I mean, for a lot of people who were into it. I mean, I haven't been into a Democrat or Republican for a long time, but I think that it was a little bit empowering. So I think that empowerment might be the only gift from that kind of an event to women.
But ultimately, it was a letdown, right? I mean, because a lot of the people who were excited about Barack Obama thought he was going to bring change and hope, and ultimately all he did was continue George W. Bush's presidency, and ramp it up a little bit in some areas as far as violence is concerned.
The story about the kid on LSD that tied a cape around his neck and jumped off the roof, that little guy was empowered. Empowerment is completely worthless without reality.
Well, I think, what I was saying was the idea that the government, that some person being elected to a government position is somehow going to empower you, is as ridiculous as saying that your favorite sports star getting a million-dollar raise is somehow empowering to you as well. I mean, but it's worse because the government disempowers people. The government takes away your power. They take away your rights, and they'll do it no matter who gets elected in 2016, whether it's Trump or it's Hillary.
Yeah, I fully agree, and I think that I'm just using that as a model, that whole disaster, the whole train wreck of the last 8 years, just using it sort of as a model, I think you could extrapolate and just move that forward, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, I think women will drop out of the labor force. I don't think that liberalism, and I don't think that feminism helps women in any way. I think it actually hurts women. And in fact, I had a...
Why do you say that? Why is... Why does feminism hurt women? Because there have been also different phases to feminism as well. So what specific feminism is hurting women?
Specifically, I mean, I'm no sociologist, and I don't think, so I don't really know the nuts and bolts of different shades of feminism. I do know that, I just know that it's ironic, and I know you guys will see this too. It's ironic that women, now that bathroom signs seem just more of a suggestion than a rule anymore. And
that has nothing to do with feminism. Right, that's transgender, acceptance.
And generally, they're not very happy. Feminists and the transgender folks don't really get along because the transgendered folks say there's a difference between men and women. Feminists oftentimes say there isn't.
Well, so, and this is one of the things I wanted to point out when you were talking about feminism hurting women. You know, my understanding of the original intention of feminism was that, hey, if a woman is doing the same job as a man and is doing it as competently as a man, then why shouldn't she get the same amount of pay? That makes sense to me. But to say that women should be treated special because they're women is sort of a reverse feminism in that way, but it's still considered feminism.
There's some loud voices within modern feminism that essentially are man-hating. I'm not saying that that is the heart of modern feminism. I can't really answer that because I'm not on the inside, but I've seen a lot of stuff that's just bananas.
I suspect those man-haters were around when feminism started as well, but,
did they have voice, though?
I don't know.
I think that things like, Tumblr and the internet have given voice to these that just wasn't there.
Gabe, any other thoughts you want to share? Go for it.
Yeah, interestingly, I think that, and I don't know where I read this, I don't often have a very good original thought, but I did see that somebody said that women under feminism didn't want to be equal. They wanted to be equaler. And you may have heard that before, but equality simply isn't good enough. There have to be advantages sort of stitched into the system. Any system that a feminist would agree with would be unequal.
Gabe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. By the way, completely unrelated here, Bitcoin is shooting up big time in price here tonight.
We've been kind of thinking about getting Bitcoin. Now might be the time before it's beyond reach.
Well, you never know when the time is. I think all the time is a good time to get Bitcoin. That way the price averages out a little bit as you buy it over time. Anyway, more coming up.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.